We left off just before the segment about the problem that probably affects Yeshiva Bachrim more than all the others, and that is the Nisayan of the Chet HaYadua, which is Hoitza HaZer HaLevatala. And in my humble opinion, even though it's really not nice to speak about this in any other way but in private, to one individual at a time, I feel that we have no choice in this door but to speak Berachel Bitcha Haktana. But here I enter into a very big quandary, a mevucha. Because if I want to tell you the truth, it's impossible to minimize the severity of this sin. And on the other side, I don't want to depress anybody. And the more that I'll tell you the Chaymer Ha'iser, the more depressed and upset people will be. Because the guilty conscience of anyone who was Nichshol will bother him no end. And therefore, like it says, Yirei Shamayim, Yetze Yidei Shneihem, we're going to try to do both. To tell you the Chaymer Ha'iser, but also to tell you some divrei chizuk and nichumin and eitza to minimize the feelings, the negative feelings. There is a special simen in Shulchan Aruch about this subject. It is simen chaf gimel in Evan Ha'ezel. It's a good idea, as we'll soon see, for everybody to look this up and to be familiar with it. And this is what it says. Osur lahoitzi shichva zera levatala. It's forbidden. Ve'ovain zeh chomur mikol aveira shebataira. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says that there are certain things that a person cannot do, even b'shas tashmish. And asif beis elu shemenafim biyad. These people that do this with their hands. Umaytsiim shichva zera loydai lahem. It's not enough for them. She isur godol hu, that it's a big isur. Ela sheha oiser ze benidui hu yoshev. He's like in chayrim. V'aleihem nema yedeichem domim molayu. And then it says in the pasuk, your hands are full of blood. Ucheilu horag hanefesh. It's as if he killed somebody. Zokta bayir heitev. When it says here that it's chomor mikol ovoin Shabbataira, Mikol Avera Shabbataira, he brings that it's not as severe as Gilei Arayis, and therefore what the Shulchan Aruch says here is Lav Davka. It only means to say that it's very, very serious. And so there we have it, and it's mamish terrible, and it is, and there is no way to minimize the Chaymer Ha'iser, and much is written about this in Svarim. So this is enough to teach us the Chaymer Ha'iser. And this was the Avoin of the Deir HaMabul, like it says in the Pasuk, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar Es Darkoi Ala Oretz. And nevertheless, there's a great Mokaim to encourage Bnei Torah not to be discouraged and to move on with their lives. In the Brachis of Kriya Shema, in Ma'ariv, we say, V'hoser Satan milfaneinu u'me'achareinu. Remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. There are many explanations to those words. Simple explanation would be, the Satan before us is the Satan who tries to block you. You want to do something good, you want to become a masmid, you want to start davening better, you want to be misakin your midas. The Satan gets in your way, he puts all kinds of stumbling blocks, all kinds of disturbances and tildes, and he stops you. That's milfaneinu. What's me'achareinu? He pushes you too hard. Person who pushes himself too hard is destined to failure and to discouragement, and he'll give up. So if a person gets a rayon to become a masmid, so he tells him to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning every night, and not to waste time eating. And then the person gets sick, like the Chofetz Chaim got sick and wasn't able to learn for a whole year. He used to come into the Beis Medrash 12 o'clock at night in Rad, and then turn out the lights and tell the Bachram to go to sleep. But so the Satan can push you from behind and push you too fast. That's one shot. But I saw in a sefer called Musar HaNaviyim a very wonderful, precious pshat. And this is what he says. Before a person does a chet, Yitzhahara comes to him and tells him, you know, this is 100% mutter. And especially in your circumstances, in your situation, he comes to you, he says, you know, you think you want to get up for davening tomorrow morning? If you get up, you haven't slept enough. If you don't get up, if you don't go back to sleep and miss davening, you won't learn a word today. You'll do this. He has every kind of excuse for you. That's the satan milfoneinu, before we sin. What's the satan me'achareinu, after we sin? After you sin, after you do the chet, he comes and says to you, do you know what a grubba avera you just did? Do you have any idea what a terrible avera you just did? You're so metunaf and shmutzik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, he doesn't want to know you anymore. He can't stand you. He doesn't want you to daven. He doesn't want your limud HaTorah. It's disgusting in his eyes. And you know what kind of Gehenim is waiting for you? And this poor bacher, or young man, or young woman, whoever it may be, a whole day and a whole night is obsessed with machshavos of guilt and depression. He hasn't got menucha for a minute. He falls into a dikoyin hanefesh. He feels crushed. And he gives up hope, and he's ba'atzvus, till he can't continue normal life. He can't daven, he can't learn, and practically he's eating himself up alive, and thereby hitzliach ma'ase satan. The satan is matzliach with this person. He's accomplished what he wanted. And on that we daven, v'hoser satan me'acharein. To remove the satan from behind us means after we've sinned. Because after we've been nichshel in a chet, it's the satan that makes us fall into a yiyush. But we should be mischazek after each time we fall, and in the end we will be victorious. Like it says in the pasuk, Sheva yipoil tzadik vekom. The tzaddik falls down 7 times, but he keeps getting up. And in the end, he'll stay up. Because there's a great difference between charota, regret, and being obsessed with guilt. Charota is a very good thing. Charota, everything that we do improperly, we should have charota. And we should be mesakin. But to be obsessed with guilt is nothing less than atzas hayetzer mamish. I spoke to a Talmud of Rav Volbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and I asked him to tell me what Rav Volbe's approach was to this particular matter. He contacted on my behalf some mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael who were Migdolei Talmidov of Rav Volbe Zatzal, and they gave over in his name that he held that a very large percentage, I don't even want to say how large a percentage he held, of Bachurim of our time are nichshel in this sin. So if there's somebody who's nichshel, he thinks he's the only one, there's a few people. No, it's such a widespread problem. It's almost a universal problem. And it's very natural to be nichshel. It's a very natural thing, especially for young people, and especially in our atmosphere, which we've spoken about. And that he holds that keeping it a secret is mechazek, the koiches hara, the klipas, but that everybody should find some authority figure to speak it out, and to take eitzah from. We already mentioned that the tzaddik Rabbi Elia Lapian used to announce in his yeshiva that if there's a bacher who has a problem with this, he should know that he has whom to speak to. He can turn to me, Rebellion said, and I will talk to him. In the name of the Chazon Ish, they said as follows. The outlook of a bacher that has been nichshal should be as follows. Not to put his heart to it, to be totally positive, and to only look forward to a future without mikshal. To work and try for the future and not to dwell on the past. I heard that the Stipler in the Sefer Kreina de Igrisa, this I didn't see inside, says that the Eitzah, one of the Eitzahs for this is Talmud Torah Besimcha. Sit down and learn a Gemara and be Besimcha. Because this Ovoin and Atzvus go hand in hand. The Ovoin causes Atzvus, and Atzvus also can cause this Ovoin. To learn Torah Besimcha. So we learn from this as follows. That even a Bachar who has been Nichshol can and needs to be Besimcha. In the Kreina de Igrisa, I was shown last night after the Shir a number of letters about this, and I advise that you should look at the Kreina de Igrisa Chelek Aleph from letter Yud Aleph till Tesayin. Amazing things. I'm only going to quote a little bit of it, but I advise everyone to look and read their short letters. It'll take you 15-20 minutes, and it's mamish worth it for your entire life. And these are some of the things that the Stipler says in this letter, in these letters. In letter Yud Aleph, he says, as far as the past is concerned, Ein lachashev le'eis ata klal. You shouldn't think about it at all. The past does not exist. Ve'ikar hu'ikarim hu la'asik b'tayra. Oisik b'tayra. Then in the middle of the letter he says, you shouldn't say, I am so mitumtum, verstopped. My Torah cannot stay in a guf magushim like mine. No, chas v'shalom, he says, every word that you learn is chashev before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in spite of this. In the end of this letter he says, you should daven to Hashem to help you, but don't expect that in a day or two you're going to be saved from this. It's going to take time. Don't expect that. And there in the end of that letter he says that you should be koveya, which we said last night. I hadn't seen it here. But he says you should be koveya atfila in your own language before you step out of Shmon Esrei. After Yiyu L'Ratzayn, you should ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for his help. In the end of Igeres Yud Gimel, he says, I have to read it to you. As far as the future is concerned, I don't know any other Eitzah besides to be Mechazik Yerushimayim. And another point, you have to know that the Svarim HaKadoshim speak at great length about how terrible the Chet is and how great the Pagam is. But they were Mekatzer in explaining the other side. And I'll explain it to you. Shebizman Sheha'odim Hu Petoikif Ta'avosai. At a time when a person has his strongest Taiva, Umizgaber Olav. And he overpowers it because he knows that it's wrong. Lefisha ha-Torah is rasai, because he knows the Torah forbids it. Oz then mamshich olav oir kedusha noira ve'oyim. He draws upon himself a light of kedusha noira ve'oyim she'ein l'shayir, which cannot be imagined. V'hu b'madregas Yosef ha-Tzadik. And he's in the madrega of Yosef ha-Tzadik shekidei shem shemayim b'seser. With the wife of Potiphar, who was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, when he refused to be Nichshol with Eishes Potiphar. And he's talking here about a person who has not completely overcome. Ube'emes, Misha harbe pa'omim mizgaber al Yitzroy. A person who many times is mizgaber, she'kama pa'omim Nichshol, even though many times he's also Nichshol. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, but Tuach is confident. Shesayfa yisaken hakoil, that eventually he'll correct it completely. B'tshuva, with all tshuva, he'll do tshuva for it. B'schus oison pe'omim, in the schus of those times, shehizgaber me'oid al Yitzchay, that he was mizgaber on his Yitzchay. A chaver of mine, who is a magid shir, a high magid shir in one of the famous yeshivas, told me a long time ago, and I called him yesterday to hear it over again, that what he heard from Rabbi Yishvei Zatzal in the name of the Heilige Mashkiach Rab Chatzkel. Rab Chatzkel told him that the Bachrim worry about and get depressed over this Aveira much too much, and we have to be mechazik them. I want to add, be'on yi, a few other thoughts of encouragement and etzah. You should know that Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo bitrunya im b'riyosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come and demand from his creatures what they are not capable of doing. And it also says, we say it in Tachanun, Ki hu yoda yitzreinu, he knows our yitzahara. Zachur, it is remembered before him, Ki ofor anochna, that we're just dust, we're just humans made out of clay. And we've already said that our doyer is mekulkul like the deir amabel. Because Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring the Mabul until they began riding ksubis between two men. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And this is the abyss, the pit, in which this Deir has fallen to, and you all know that. And as we've said, we're all surrounded constantly with things which arouse Taiva on wherever we turn, every footstep that we take. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how much this is difficult for us, what a great nisoyan is to grow up b'tahara in such a situation, in such a door. And how many Bachrim would long, with all the fibers of their soul, to be pirish from all this and be tohar. But the taivas are misgaber. It's a natural thing, as Rav Volba said. And it becomes like a habit. And you know that the hardest thing to break is a habit. And therefore, a bacher who says, okay, forget about it, I have nothing I can do about it, that's very bad. But a bacher who's misamates to improve, he asks etzes and such things. He attempts. Sometimes he wins, sometimes he loses. A bacher like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands him and his tzar and loves him, and he has no reason to fall down in his spirit, b'shum eifen sheba'olam. Another etzah, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter gives us a general etzah about improving things that we've done wrong. He's not speaking specifically about the sin, but it's equally applicable. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote a letter about the Limud HaMusar. Maybe another Ben Azmanim will talk about that. But right now, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says in that letter that it's a Eitzah Toiva Ma'od Lilmoid Halachos Hilchos Aveira She'ovar Alav Be'iyun Godo. That if your person was over Hilchas Shabbos, he should begin learning Hilchas Shabbos bi'iyun, and this will make a deep impression on his nefesh. And in our Inyan, part of the thing that you should learn is the halachas in Eben Ezer and Chav Gimel. That's a gewaldige eitzah that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that the Torah, when you learn it bi'iyun, especially the Torah of the Halacha that you were over, whatever it may have been, will make a roshem amuk on your nefesh. Another Eitzah you have to know is Hesach Hadas, and I saw that the Stipler brings it, to distract yourself. The Taiva is Mizgaber, distract yourself. You should try to have something which can capture your interest. Lachatchila would be good if it would be some chelik of Torah, but if it's a good book, an art scroll book, or one of the other good books, or something else which would help you be Masiach Das, Hesach Hadas is a gewaldige Eitzah for this, and at least, whatever, to try to avoid Chas V'Sholim being Menayif B'Yad, through touching, and just leave it alone, and if whatever happens, happens, that's much, much better than being Menayif B'Yad Cholila V'Chas. To daven de kavona, When you daven, to put in, as we said before, a private tefillah in your mother tongue. If it's English, English. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands English, trust me. To ask Hashem's help, that He should give you the koyach and the gevura to be mizgaber, and to tell Him, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want this. I'm just having a hard time. And you understand that. And I stress once again that a person should find an authority figure that he trusts and talk this over with him. There are other eitzes for those who can't pull themselves out of it, but those I don't want to discuss now. Now I'm going to discuss with you another inyan, which just as the one we finished now was not on the previous set of CDs, this one also was not. But I feel now the time is that we have to speak about this. And that is the abomination called Mishkav Zohar. It's ma'us b'yaisa to talk about it. But what can we do? When I was young, if it had been known that a person was what they call today gay, we didn't have that term in my days, people would stay away from him. They wouldn't come near him with a 10-foot pole. They wouldn't hire him for a job. Nobody would rent him a basement apartment. They certainly wouldn't let him near their children. In the last few decades, the Balei Ta'eva have lifted their heads, and with the help of the newspapers and the other media, they have declared to the world that it's normal, it's respectable, it's just an alternative lifestyle. And not only you shouldn't look down at them, but they do it with absolute pride. They make parades in many cities. Even in our Yerushalayim, they have such a parade. And the governments protect them. And no one has any right to defame them or to speak against them. If you write an article stating that you think there's something wrong with their behavior, you can have a libel suit against you. That is the law of our country. The scientists have made studies, and they say they can't help it. That's what's in their genes. This is their predisposition in their genes. So if they have no taivas nashim, some people have both taivas. Many of them have no taivas nashim. Okay, so what do you want them to do? V'hakel shorir v'kayam, everything al mekayim ayavai b'shalayim, everything is good and fine and wonderful. And this is the atmosphere in which we live. And it gets worse from day to day. More and more governments are sanctioning what they call same-sex marriages. I hate to even say these words in front of the Aron HaKodesh, but I think the time has come where we have no choice. You have to know, in order to understand how we should approach this, I'll have to give you a little bit of a hakdama. We have an expression today. We say about something, oh, that's normal. Or, that's not normal. What is the definition of normal? First, we'll define it according to the way the world understands it. The world understands normal, whatever I'm used to and I'm accustomed to, that's normal for me. Whatever you grew up with, whatever you see around you constantly, you get used to it and you just attribute it to normalcy. It's normal. Whatever is not, in Japanese culture, it's normal that when you finish a meal, the guest belches as a sign that it was a good meal. In our society, it's abnormal. In Japanese culture, it's normal. And if you don't do it, you're abnormal. Anyone who lives in our atmosphere knows that the conduct of pritzus, no shame, all types of nivul, is absolutely normal. We see constantly things that would cause our ancestors to vomit. And we don't feel it. you walk in the street, maybe it upsets you. Oh, this is terrible. What an atmosphere. But we don't respond like your elder Baba would have responded. She would have been sick from it. She would have vomited from it. No, we take it in stride. And even the Yerayim, who look at it as very wrong, they understand, they know the Torah says, and we believe, and we're maskim, and it's wrong. But we don't sort of feel it's not normal, it's just, it's not what we do. We got very used to it. We got desensitized. So every place and every door has its own set of what they call things that are normal. And this is the normal for our generation. Conduct with no restraint and no embarrassment whatsoever. I also went to movies when I was a boy. And those movies weren't good for me either. And I feel till this day that they did me harm. But you have to know that the worst thing that was ever possible to see in a movie when I was young, when I was your age, the last movie I saw in a movie theater was when I was 15. It was a clean movie too. But the worst thing you could ever see in a movie is that at the end of the movie, the star got his lady friend to give him a kiss and the curtain came down. And that was the end of the movie. You could never, ever see anything worse than that. By the way, that's also osur to see Alpidin. Osur behechlet to see, that's also an Isar histaklus. That's in parenthesis. And if they would have shown more than that, they would have been at Tze'oka Gedoyla, even by the Goyim, and people would have stomped out of the theater, including the Goyim. Because even the Goyim of 50 years ago did not allow their children to see such things or look themselves. We never heard one word of nivul peh on the media. Even a curse word that's not nivul was unheard. You couldn't ever hear the word, you'll forgive me, heck. You couldn't hear that word. With the two L's at the end, for sure not. Avade, there were many prutzim in those days who did every ta'eva b'chadre chadorim in private. But it was understood by society not to sanction it officially and not to publicize it. Kalois and chasonim of Bnei Taira were trained the week before their chuppah about the birds and the bees. They knew basically nothing about matters to do with sex until the week before their chuppah, either nothing or next to nothing. Bacharim of teenage age knew basically nothing about these matters. That was our normal. That's what we learned from our Rebbeim, that's normal, not to know about these things at an age when the knowledge can only do you harm and no good whatsoever. This doir also has rebellion. The street and the internet, they are the rebellion. They teach us that whatever more schmutzig, that's better. It's cool. But Hashem Yisborach says to us clearly that this is not normal and totally unacceptable. It's disgusting and hateful in His eyes, Yisborach. And we have to understand, and here's the point, that even though every doyer has what it calls normal, the real measure of normal is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Because He knows better. Because He's not influenced by the media. He's not influenced by the environment. It's only Chochmosai Hu Elyoino Yisborach that tells us what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's proper, what's improper. Imagine that someone goes into a fabric store. There's samples of the fabric. It says, this fabric is $20 a meter. It puts down a $20 bill, says, bring me out a meter of that. Guy comes out with a little tiny piece. He says, wait a minute, I paid you for a meter. He says, well, that's a meter. That's what I call a meter. So that's not a meter. Meter's much bigger. So what's too bad? That's what I call a meter. You paid for it. It's tough. Now, who's right? Somewhere in the government offices, there is some kind of bureau of standards where they have a stick or a string or something that says, this is a meter. There's a standard. And no one can sell for a meter what is smaller. And no one can demand what's larger because there's a standard. We also have a standard. We have a standard of what's normal and what's not. We have a standard of what's right and what's wrong. That standard is whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed to us in His Torah. All the shmutzike things are a ta'eva in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ancient Goyim also knew this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises these things. Bilam knew that Elokeihem shel Eilu Soinei Zima. In Parshas Matoy, in Parshas Pinchas, we learn, actually in the end of Chukas, we learn that Bilam advised the Midyanim to send out their daughters to be Machshil, the Bnei Yisrael. He said, I wasn't allowed to curse them, but I'll still give you advice how to get them in trouble. If you can cause them to be mezaneh, Elokeihem shel Eilu Soinei Zimahu. The God of the Jews hates immorality. You get them to be immoral, He'll take care of them for you Himself. And then we had a Magepha, and 24,000 fell. Nebuchadnezzar also understood this. Nebuchadnezzar had a lovely daughter. And there were two wicked Yidlach. One was named Achav and one was named Tzidkiah. Not the same two people as the kings by those names. This was in Golus Bavel. So Achav came to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. He wanted to lie with her. But how's he going to do that? So he said, you should know that I am a Navi. And Hashem told me that you should lie with my friend Tzidkiah. And Tzidkiah came to her and said, you should know that I am a Navi. And Hashem told me that you should lie with my friend Achav. They made a deal between them. The poor girl was confused. So she went to her Abba, to Nebuchadnezzar, and she said, Abba, this is what these guys told me. What should I do? So Nebuchadnezzar said, E'efshar. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell them that. Elokeihem shel Eilu Soinei Zimahu. He hates immorality. He would never say such a thing. So he took them, he threw them into a furnace. Okay, so he got rid of them. Achashverosh, when he was afraid that the Yidden would still be redeemed, even though he thought that the 70 years of Golus Bavel were over, so he decided to make a party. And at the party, he would make the entertainment immoral. And the Persians knew how to do this very, very well. And thereby, he would be machshel the Yidden, at least in Avizaraya or the Gilei Arayis. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will for sure never redeem them. Because Elokeihem shel Eilu Soinei Zimahu. He hates immorality. So the ancient Goyim understood that Elokeihem shel Eilu Soinei Zimahu. So a bacher who goes over to the magazine rack ignores what Bilam and Nebuchadnezzar and Achashverosh knew very well, that Elokeihem shel Eilu Soinei Zimahu. So now we come back to our subject. It says in the Torah, the es zachar lo sishkav mishkevei isha toyevahi. Do not lie with another man in the way that one lies with a woman. It's an abomination. And even though all the arayis are called the toyeva, in the end of the parshas Achrei Mois, it says ki es kol ha-toyeva so'el also on she'oretz. That's only when it speaks about arayis in general. But when the Torah lists in the end of Parshas Kedoshim, And even in Achrei Mais, in the list, only by Mishkav Zohar does it specify over there, Toyei Vahi. It's an abomination. It's a special abomination. And it's Chayiv Skila, which is the worst punishment that the Torah has to offer. So if somebody thinks that this conduct is normal and natural, as the propaganda is trying to feed us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am above your environment and all its influences. I created man and I know what's normal and what's natural for him and what's not. And if you have fallen into the error that the society believes, then it's your mind and your thoughts that have been corrupted and need to be fixed and straightened, veloy devorai, and not my words. We already mentioned that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring the Mabul to the world until they began writing ksubas between two men. Loi Navi Ani veloy Ben Navi Ani. And Ruach HaKadosh I don't have either. I'm sure you believe that. So, but if you want to know why there's so many volcanoes and hurricanes and storms and tsunamis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not very happy with this world the way it is. He's not very happy. I can't say this for sure, but this I could say for sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with this world. This is a world that is in the process of making a merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From that statement alone, you can see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this ta'eva of Mishkav Zohar, that was the final straw that broke the camel's back to bring the marble. It shall soon be revealed that all of the studies that they've done are forgeries. And all you can produce any results from a study you want if you have an agenda, what you want to prove. But you have to know that afilu lefi divreihem. Let us say that there are some people who just, that's their nature and they just can't do otherwise. So that's your nesoyin in life. If a person doesn't have an arm, he's patur from tefillin. If a person has only desires for a ta'eva, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is chayav skila, so he'll have to be what we call celibate. He'll have to live his life without ever having relations with anything. That's too bad. It's just too bad. This is besides the fact that this is all propaganda, and there are eitzes to change. If a person is plagued with this problem, there are eitzes. But even if there wouldn't be any eitzah and no solution, it wouldn't be the slightest excuse whatsoever to be either. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is a ta'eva. If we've been influenced by the street that we don't appreciate that so badly, we've come to tolerate it, as you hear in even so many circles, even in Tzvishim Frum Alayt. So you have to remember, if you don't understand it, then accept it like a chok, like Shatnes and Achilas Chazer. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's the way it is. Don't let anybody talk you into believing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavas that this is normal or natural. Like it's written in the Pasuk, Ki Loi Machshavoisai Machshavoisaycha. I want to speak to you now about some people suffer from these problems more than others. They have more taivas than others. Some people are bothered very little by it. Some people are bothered a little bit more, average, and some people are bothered very much, also almost to the point of obsession. You have to know that it's not a reason for a person to feel guilty because he has a nature which is different than someone else. Everybody is born with their own set of Yetzer Haras. David HaMelech struggled with this all his life. It's not a chisarin or a migras in a person if they have a yetzer hara for something. It's only a chisarin, it's only a fault if they don't try to do something about it. David HaMelech struggled with this. He had many nisyonos in this. I don't want to be marchiv b'sadibur, but and the, when he finally asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a nisyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you a nisyon, but I'm going to give it to you b'dvar erva. He told him in advance, and v'af al pichain, he was nechshel with Basheva. Well, he did tuvaldik etshuva, and the sin wasn't exactly what you think it was. Rav, our great Rav, the Amoreh in the Gemara, when he went to a town, because he had a very strong, passionate nature, he felt he needed a shmira wherever he went. He would announce, who will marry me for one day? When he had to travel around, he married a woman for one day. He gave her a get the next morning because he felt that he couldn't be without Aisha. Strange? No. Because everyone is born with different Yetzirahs. You have a person who has a tendency towards Kas. There's no Yetzirah for Achai. There's a tendency towards Kas. Yeah, everyone has a little Yetzirah, but very little. Another person has Chemdas Hamamayim. He has to control himself not to steal and rob or to cheat people in business. Everybody has different Yetzirahs. No one should look down on themselves because they have this particular nature. It's only when we don't try to do something about it and improve ourselves. Now I want to ask you a question. There's really a very big question to be asked here. If everything is true that we have said, and all these things are us at Alpidin, histaklus, looking, hirhurim, reading Divrei Cheshek or seeing media which are full of Divrei Cheshek, listening to or hearing, speaking or listening to Nivul Peh. And we know that on the media it's impossible to escape these things. So how do we find some balabatim, Erlecha B'nei Teire or Yungalite, at least adults, who enjoy these things, they bring home videos, some of them are not proper, they let their children watch them, they're not sensitive, they don't turn off the screen when there's something improper, they bring a TV into their house, and more. How could that be? If it would really be so awesome, is it possible that Erlecha Yungalait or Erlecha Balabatim who go to a Daf Yom Yishir, who get up in the morning early for Shacharis, and they daven three times a day, etc., they send their children to yeshiva, should be nichshel in such things if they're really so awesome? And the answer is, I'll give you a moshel from a little bit of American history. In our community in America, after the war, the mitzvah of shatness was basically unknown. Most people had no sensitivity to the mitzvah of shatness, the iser of shatness. They went to the clothing store and they bought suits without thinking bechlal. Those who had a little sensitivity looked on the label. If it said all wool, it was good enough for them. And they had no idea that wool suits can have linen collars or linen threads, and that the entire suit is considered shatness until you remove the linen. Along came Mr. Rosenberger, who was saved from the Holocaust by the Aguda, and he decided to devote his life to this mitzvah out of gratitude to Hashem Yisbarach for saving him. I remember the first shatness laboratory in Williamsburg. It wasn't a laboratory, it was a clothing storehouse. He had the whole room was full of racks of clothes, one on top of the other, and he charged $1 for his services. Didn't make a profit. He lived in poverty because he was devoted to this mitzvah. A mitzvah that is neglected is, by the way, called a mace mitzvah. It's like a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah you have to bury because it's a bezoyin for the neshama that the body that performed mitzvahs, The levush for the neshama is lying in disgrace. So that's why it's zdeicha kol mitzvah shabbat ha'ira. So what if there's a mitzvah that's lying in disgrace itself? It's a vada meis mitzvah, the svarim say. And therefore, so Mr. Rosenberger was mechaye a meis mitzvah. He brought to life the awareness of the Isar of Shatnas, and now Baruch Hashem, all over the Frum world, there are Shatnas laboratories, and no Frum Jew would think of wearing a suit without checking it for Shatnas. And I remember the propaganda, many of you may have seen the big white calendars that they put, the Ezros Torah calendars that they put in the shuls. They used to have on them pictures of a plate of meat with two hands pushing it away. And the caption was, this was from for Shatnas, Treifa nein und Shatnas ja? In Yiddish. Treifa no, you won't eat treifa, but you will wear Shatnas? It's the same love. Don't do this and don't do this. And that's exactly our situation. Rav HaOilam is very busy with Parnasa, with the lifestyle is very, very fast and very distracting. They don't have time to think about this or to investigate it. They never knew and they never heard the halachas that we presented here, even though they're mefulish and shas and shulchan aruch. And they think that these things are milsad chasidusa. It's yeshivish emaises, it's chasidish things. And then you get frelich. Okay, I'm not so yeshivish. So I watch a movie that's not so nice. I'm not so yeshivish. Each one looks at the other and they see a lot of people do it and they're comforted. We cannot blame them. But we have to stand in the streets and publicize wherever Yidden live. Treifa nein und arayis ja? Treifa no and arayis yes? It cannot be. There's a famous Musa Sefer that you're all familiar with, the Shar Etshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina. And the third Shar of this Sefer, he goes through the different levels of severity of Isurim, starting from Isurim de Rabbonon, Mitzvah Saseh, Lava Nitek Laseh, Mitzvah Sloy Saseh, and goes up to the Averis that the one who does them is Ein L'Chelek La'ilam Abba. And he says in the Hagdamah, what is the purpose in my enumerating the various oinshim and severity, the chaymer of the Iser? They're all usher. So that's it, don't do it. He says, oh no, he says. Because if a person has to take a trip, and he's told that there are roadblocks, there's construction, there's barriers, you have to get over them, you have to go around, you have to make detours. If he really needs to go, he'll go anyway. But when he's told that there are ferocious lions on the road, like they used to be in those days, waiting to rip you to shreds, then the chances are that he will refrain from going. So therefore, when I tell you the Chaymer HaYisr, you realize how serious it is that even for the lightest Isur, which is a Isur de Rabbanon, a Isur de Rabbanon is no joke. You take a look in Shara Shlishim and Rabbeinu Yaina. It's very, very serious. Except that the others are even worse. So then he will hesitate to go that road. So we don't blame anyone who's Mekel, but we inform everyone who wants to take that road that this is not a matter of traffic delays or bumpy roads, that there are ferocious lions on this road that are ready to rip a person to shreds. The whole road is full of Isurim Deraisa, not customs, not Minhagim, although Minhagim are Chashiv too, not Yeshivish Shtik, not Chassidus, not Frumkeit, but Isurim of Chayove Krisus and Mrs. Bezdin, and Isurim of Yehoreg V'al Yavar. And certainly, if people would be informed of the Chaymer HaYisr and the Sakana involved in it, they would surely refrain from going on these paths. They would stop their children from doing it because they want to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah, but they didn't know or hear about this before. Now I want to speak to you about how a boy or a girl can be a very great michshel for each other. Chas v'shalem, a girl should never be a michshel for a bacher, or a bacher a michshel for a girl. Chazal say, no, it's Yuma. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's Yuma. Chazal say, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Three avodos, everybody knows. Gil Arayis, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Damim. Thank you. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's because of Gil Arayis? How do you know it's because of Gil Arayis? Dichsiv, because it's written. A pasuk in Yeshaya. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, Ya'an, because. Ki gav hu b'nois tziyon. The b'nois tziyon were arrogant. Vatelach nana tu yois goroin. And they went with their necks outstretched. Umesakreis enoyim. And the simple translation would be like winking with their eyes. Halaych v'tofov telachna. They floated along. And they angered with their feet. And that's why the Korban is going to come. What does this mean? So the Gemara explains every expression in this pasuk. Gavu b'nois tziyon. They were high, haughty. They walked. A tall girl would choose to walk with a short girl so that she would stick out in the crowd and attract the attention of the bachrim. They went netuyais goren. They went b'kaimos kufa. To look as tall as possible. You bend down this way, you're not so tall. You look, the tuya is gone, and your neck is stretching out. But the kaimos kufa, you attract attention. Misakrei seinayim, they would fill their eyes with eye makeup. They would float along means that they would walk very daintily, akev b'tzad goydel, very dainty steps to look very cute. And with their feet, they would anger. Rabbi Yitzchak said they would bring Meir and Afar Samayim, different perfumed powders, and put it in their shoes. And when they would come to near the yeshiva bacher, who was walking in the street, talking with his chavrus and learning, she would stomp with her feet, and the smell would waft in the air, and the bacher would turn around, that's so nice, right? And that's how they would get attention. So the kasha is, the Gemara asked, how do we know Gilei Arayis? And the Gemara only mentions flirtation. No Gilei Arayis in this pasuk. It's an improper flirtation. And the answer is, in an atmosphere where there is this type of flirtation, it is batuach that there's going to be Gilei Arayis. Because this is what brings to it. Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that Rab Chanina ben Tradyain and his wife and his daughter were punished for various things. Rab Chanina ben Tradyain was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. Gemara says what he did wrong. And his wife, and Bito Shah Rab Chanina ben Tradyain, what did she do wrong? That she was put, she was forced by the Roman government to go in a base, Zainais. Rab Meir eventually saved her with a nace. That's why he's called Rab Meir Balanais. But what did she do wrong? Because she was very beautiful, and she walked very daintily. And one time she heard the Roman officer saying, "Kamenoyim psioi sharivazu." Look at those girls' pretty footsteps. She looked, and she vidiktiko yoisa. So she walked a little bit more daintily to make a nice impression. No, we understand that she was a gevaldige tzedekes, and bita sharab chanina ben tradyoin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktikim tzadikim kechut ha-saira. But you have to know that any flirtation is the beginning of Gilei Arayis. So from Chazal we see how a girl can be a michshol to a boy, and the opposite is exactly the same. If boy and girl, one entices the other to create a relationship and a friendship. They are bringing the poison of the Yetzer Hara, like the poison of a snake, into their neshama. And this was one of the main averes which brought the Churban. I want to talk to you now about what Chazal say, that the Yetzer Hara is compared to a fly. Yetzer Hara wears many hats. He has many costumes, and he's got an endless bag full of tricks. And one of the costumes is that he's compared to a fly. In what way is the Yetzer Hara like a fly? The Chofetz Chaim says the Yetzer Hara, the fly, never gets the message when you shoo it away. You chase it off your nose, it's on your forehead, it's on your hand, it's on your elbow, it's on your eye, it's on your cheek. He comes back and back and back. You can never get the fly to go away unless he wants to. Not like another chaya, you chase a cat away, after a while it'll run away. But I think that there's another pshat in the Yetzer Hara being compared to a zvuv. A zvuv is always attracted to whatever is rotten and putrid. If there's a dead bird, you'll see it's covered with flies. Garbage and dung is covered with flies. They lay their eggs in it. We are living in a tkufa where the Yetzer Hara's, one of his main costumes, one of his main uniforms in this dair is the costume and the uniform of zvuv, of a fly. We see that even the finest of people are nimshach to things which are extremely ma'us and would have been unthinkable a generation or two ago. Now I want to talk to you about the vidui that we're going to say on Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur comes, we're all going to say vidui. You'll be surprised at how many of the Al-Chaits deal with the things that we've spoken about. Al-Chait Shechatanu Lefonecha Begilui Arayis. Self-explanatory. Al-Chait Shechatanu Lefonecha Beyetzer Hara. Every sin is with a Yetzer Hara. The answer is with the sins that we were Megare Yetzer Hara Ba'atzmenu. We incited the Yetzer Hara. Before you pick up that magazine, Yetzer Hara, you all have a Yetzer Hara. But after you pick up the magazine, the Yetzer Hara is mamish in control of you. You incited him on yourself. Like when you take a stick and you poke a dog, and of course he attacks you. A gathering place of znus. We go to places where people are misasik in dvorim ke'urim, in ugly things. You couldn't have a vidas nus more than an internet cafe, a hangout, a movie theater. Al-chei chichatonu lefonecha besikur oyin, with the peering of the eye, that we looked at things that are forbidden to look at. Al-chei chichatonu lefonecha benetias gorin. We learned these two things in the pasuk that we just quoted from Yeshaya, with stretching out the neck, walking bekoimas kufa to attract attention. In the tefillah that we say before Yom Kippur begins, which the Chai Odom quotes the entire tefillah and recommends saying it, the tefillah zaka, I want to read to you the first few pieces. So we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you gave us bchira, but I didn't listen. I went ba'atzas hayetzer hara, and I chose to do what's bad. Not only I wasn't mekadesh me'avonim, but I was metame them. You created in me barasa bi mayach v'leiv, a brain and a heart with the ability to think good thoughts, v'hirhurim toivim, v'leiv lahovin divrei kodshecha, to daven with machshava tahira, and I was metame them with hirhurim royim u'machshavos zorois. Next paragraph. You created in me eyes with the ability of sight to see what's written in the Torah and to sanctify them, to see kol davar shebikdusha. And you warned in your Torah, v'lo yisasuru achri levavchem racheinechem. Oili! Woe to me, ki olachti achri einai v'timesi oisam lehistakel benoshim uvechol davar tumah. You created in me ears to hear Divrei Kedusha and Divrei Torah. Woe to me, because I was metame them by hearing Divrei Nevola, etc. You created in me a mouth and a tongue, and the palate and the throat with the power of speech. And with the koyach hadibur you separated man from animal. And I was metame my mouth with divrei nevala, lashon hara, other things. You created in me hands with the sense of touch to be Isaac in mitzvahs, and I was metame them by touching things where I dared not touch. You created in me feet to run to every dvar mitzvah, and I was metame them with feet that ran larutz lara'a, to run to evil. You created in me the reish hagviyah, the limb of procreation, the aver where the bris milah is, and you sealed it with the ois bris kodesh to be a faithful servant to your service. But I was metame it b'hoitzah zera levatola, and with carry, and to cause myself to be mekasha myself shalei b'mekay mitzvah. Mishashti es kol evorai, I've searched through all my evorim and I found them balei mumin mikav ragli v'adroi shein bay mesayim. This is the vidui that we're going to say on Yom Kippur. Maybe some people think that we've come to make life difficult for them with serious restrictions. The Doris that preceded us did not think so. They were happy and proud of the fact that they were tsnuim and that they were nizar in all these things. And according to the greatness of the Nisoyan, so is the greatness of the glory for the person that's Eimed B'Nisoyan. We never make a bracha on a negative mitzvah. All the brachas on mitzvahs are on positive mitzvahs. Netilas Yadayim, Lulav, Matzah. There's only one bracha that we say on a negative command. And that is the bracha that we say by a chuppah. We say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Asher kirishanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu al ho'aroyos. He forbade us, he commanded us, and forbid us all arayos. And not only that, there's even a isur d'rabbanan to have relations with the wife after the kiddushin, before chuppah. V'os alonu eso arusos. V'hitulonu, he permitted us only as anasuos lonu al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin. Baruch atah Hashem Mekadesh Ama Yisrael al Yidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. That is the only bracha that we make on a negative command. The bracha before Chasana. That is the pride and joy of the Jewish people, that we are moral and we live up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral standards. When we see a young boy or a girl that's involved in these things, don't look up to them. Look down on them. Pity them. Feel bad for them, that they're so distant from the Derech Hashem. And if we can, let's try to talk to them, if we can. And to know deep down inside that what they're doing is very, very wrong. Whoever is Nizer has to feel a tremendous pride that they're going b'derech ha-Torah, even in a sviva, which is totally tame like ours. A bacher or a girl who stands under their chuppah and knows that they've lived up to their responsibilities should be filled with a tremendous sense of pride that he lived and was mekayim the whole time b'diyuk what's being praised now in the Birkas Edison. And even someone who was nichshel and worked to do tshuva and to improve can also feel that sense of pride and confidence that he has been mechuper for whatever he did wrong. A woman who goes b'tznius has to feel a tremendous simcha that she's mekayemes ritzoin Hashem, to feel that baruch elekeinu shebra'anu lichvodai. Shleimis bas divri, the pasuk was mefarsim that she was mezana with a mitzri, Pasha's emir, because she was the only one in Mitzrayim. And that's why by all the mishpachos in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Mishpachas hachanoichi,
Not Mishpachas Chanoich. Everyone that has a hey before and a yud afterwards, which is yud k, is the name of Hashem. Kashivte ka li Yisrael Eidus, that they were moral throughout the period that they were in Mitzrayim, even though Mitzrayim was a sviva like ours, a sviva which was totally tameh. I want to tell you a story. About 100 years ago, there was a Jew named Moses Montefiore. He was a descendant of Portuguese Jews. He lived in England. He was a very prominent member of the British government. He was a Gvir Adir. In the middle of his life, he stopped his business involvements and he traveled around the world giving out tzedakah and doing taivas for Yidden. He intervened with the Tsar in Russia on behalf of the Yidden. He went to intervene in a blood libel in Damascus to save Yidden. He was successful. And this Moses Montefiore, when he was still in the British government, he had been the mayor of London, he was sent by Queen Victoria to represent the British government in some negotiation with the government of Poland in Warsaw. You all know that the Poles do not have a very good record of Jew-loving. They're gefährliche Söhne Yisrael, they're mamash, they imbibe it with their mother's milk. And the Poles were very upset that Moses Montefiore, a Jew, had been sent to represent the British government. But what could you do? You couldn't insult the British crown. In those days, the British Empire was the strongest government on the face of the earth. And so they understood that they have to be on their best behavior. So they arranged a parade in honor of Moses Montefiore down the main thoroughfare of Warsaw. And the populace understood they have to be Derech Eretz Dik, and they lined up on both sides of the street. And the gilded carriages carrying Moses Montefiore and the other Polish government officials rolled down the street. And everybody was on their best behavior except for one Shagetz. And this young boy, when Moses Montefiore's carriage passed by, he screamed out that word we've heard so many times, Jid, Jew. Moses Montefiore stuck his head out of the carriage. And he said, police, catch him. They chased him through the crowd. And they brought him, they dragged him to Moses Montefiore, panting and frightened. And Moses Montefiore was waiting for him in his carriage. He took out his purse and he opened it up and he held up a gold coin. And he said, my friend, listen to me. In my lifetime, I have been called many titles. Your Lord, Lord Mayor, and he mentioned the number of British titles that I don't remember. Those titles mean nothing to me. The only title that I consider dear and precious is the one that you so kindly called me. And I want to give you this gold coin as a thank you for calling me Jid, a Jew. And that is Jewish pride. We're not embarrassed. We don't feel restricted. We are proud to be the Am Yisrael that lives by the Ribbono Shel Olam standard of morality. It's been the source of our pride, Mimois Olam, and so it must continue to be. In the Chumash, we learned the Pasuk that after the Parsha, which says, V'nishmalta mikol davara, which Chazal says, Shliyahar Odom b'yoyim, the Yavali Day Tumah Balayl. In the end of the Parsha, it says, you has to be Machanecha Kodosh. V'lo yire becha ervas dovor. Hashem shouldn't see any matter of immorality amongst you. V'shav me'achrecha. Because he'll turn away from behind you. He'll desert you. We all know that we once had a Mishkan and a Beis Hamikdash, which shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His Shechina to dwell amongst us. But Chazal have told us that for the Aveira of Gilui Arayis, the Shechina departs from Yisrael. In the end of Parshas Achrei Mois, as we mentioned, there is a special closing to the Parsha, where the Torah forewarns us not only of the personal consequences that a person can have from Arayis, but of the national consequences. And this is what the Pasuk says. It's a great mitzvah when you have time to
to learn over these psukim and let them be absorbed in your bloodstream. After the list of arayis and all the forbidden averis, it says, Pasuk Chav Dalet at the top, Al titamu v'chol eile. Do not become defiled with all of these things. Ki v'chol eile nitmu agoyim asher ani mishaleich mipneichem. Because in all these things, the goyim that I sent out before you became tamei. Vatitmo ha'oretz. The land became tamei v'ef koyd avoyna aleha. And I punished its sin upon it. Vatoki ha'oretz es yoshveha. And the land spat out its inhabitants. Ushmartem atem, but you shall guard and not do these abominations. Ezrach, the born Jew, and the ger, they did it, the people who lived there. Let the land not spit you out. If you make it tameh, as it spat out the nations that were before you. Rashi, Pasik Chof Ches, V'leisaki ha'aretz eschem, Mashal leben melech. This can be compared to a prince, Sheheachiluhu davar ma'us, that they fed him a davar ma'us. Okay, a prince ate a food that was not a very enticing food. He's used to delicate foods. She'ein oimed b'meyav elamekiyoy. It won't stay in his stomach, but he'll vomit it out. Kach Eretz Yisrael, Eina Mekayemes Ivrei Aveira. It cannot bear people that are Aveira Stam means Arayas. Last Rashi. It says, don't do the Toevas, V'loisi Tamu Bahem, Ani Hashem Elekechem, Ho Imti Tamu, but if you do become Tami with Arayas, Eini Elekechem, I'm not your God. You're puzzled to me. What hanoa can I have from you? You deserve to be destroyed. We skipped one Rashi. Bezdin is in charge of making shmirais. That's why they made certain gedorim, which are even the rabbanon. Certain gedorim to protect us from arayis. And so we learn that we've been warned that if we are metamei in arayis, one of the things is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will chase us out of Eretz Yisrael. And if we see today, Rachmana Litzlan, that they're taking Eretz Yisrael away from us piece by piece, and you know, there have been a million abortions performed in Eretz Yisrael since the state was formed. You can be sure that those abortions were not performed by people that were Mekayim Taharas HaMishpacha. And even amongst the Frumme, we have our Mechshalim. Rabbeinu Shalom is not happy with us. There are so many tzoris in the world for our Jewish people. How many young people have machlis? How many tragedies. The tremendous sakana on the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael from the billion Arabs around them and from the terrorists that live inside their country. And our own sakana from terrorism and the Sinas Yisrael which grows from day to day all over the world. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us and to save us. But the Torah says, if he sees Erev Azdavar, he'll turn around behind you. So therefore, if Klal Yisrael is b'sakana, we have to think that maybe if we're not nizer properly, that we have some share in that. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we have to be mekayim the pasuk v'lo yireh becha Erev Azdavar, that he should not find any matter of improper behavior amongst us. Not histaklus, not seeing dvarim mechuarim, not nivul peh, not zemer yivani, not hangouts, not flirtation, not divrei cheshek. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be ge'oz, will be
Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech bekerev machanecha. And so in conclusion, the klal that we learn from everything we've said is that it's also mitzad hadin, not a chumra, even to create a friendly relationship between a boy and a girl, certainly to be involved in anything that has to do with negiya or chiba or romance, to think evil thoughts, but one should distract one's mind, to read or look at anything that arouses the yetzer hara, like the media, the internet, the magazines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates everything that has to do with kiyur, ugliness, and znus. This series was given to the tzibur that everyone should know, even a tzibur of fine b'nei Torah as yourselves, that even the bochrim atahayrim should know the severity of the isurim. We live in a doyer, we see it all around us, we have to be realistic about it, that there is poison in this cup. Poison in these Yisurim. That the Charedim L'Dvar Hashem should not be embarrassed. Not to be embarrassed to walk out at a chasana if there's mixed dancing or if there's pritzus. Don't be embarrassed. It is the Ratzon Hashem. They should lift their heads in pride and know that they're fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. If there's possibly somebody that wasn't Nizer to now, his conscience will bother him and he'll make the proper corrections. I didn't come to rebuke anybody, not in person here, not whoever will hear these CDs, but I came to scream in a loud voice, Treifa nein, un arayis ya. Treifa no, but arayis yes. Like Mr. Rosenberger did about Shatness. To let those whom we care about so much know that many things that people are accustomed to doing or being permissive are in Isurim Chamurim Sakonis Atsumais. There's no room to turn not to the right and to the left. There's no Chumre no Chsidus. The men and women, boys and girls who are Zohir in all this, are very beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mispoyer by. And I am confident that after hearing all this, everyone will understand that only in the way of Tznius and Zehirus is it possible to be Mekayim HaTorah Yehi Rotzayim, that it should soon be fulfilled in us, the Pasuk, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalech Bekerev Machanecha. And never, never the second half of the Pasuk that says, Vishav Me'acharecha. May the Ribbono Shel Olam grant that every one of you should soon build your own homes, Meleim Kedusha V'Tahara, that in those homes the sons and daughters who will be raised there will conduct themselves all their lives B'derech HaTznius V'HaKedusha, and the Shechina will want to come and live in those homes, and that those who dwell in such homes will stand in the very first rows to be Mekabel, Pnei Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Amen.